County Draperies in Los Angeles. Timeless Teachings of Tarot. Hello, my name is John Copps, and every week at this KCRW will present this program going into the fascinating world of tarot, astrology, and metaphysics. Your host tomorrow will inform you of the many secrets she has discovered through years of studying tarot and metaphysical concepts.
Hi, this is Tamara, here today at KCRW in Santa Monica. What's this program all about? The first part of the show will be a tarot forecast for the astrological sign Aries. Then I'll spend a few minutes talking about the secrets of tarot and the teachings that have been unfolded through me. Contained in tarot is a system of inner development which requires no schools or masters, but has been given great simplicity so that even a child can understand it. Today I'll spend a few minutes on the development of your personal power and bring to you the third step or key to this development, which is the ability to provide yourself the willed inner love flow so that you will be able to feed your inner body the food that they need to help set up the conditions you desire around your life and bring in all the good things that'll make your earthly experience a joy. I'll discuss the impersonal cosmic forces which are within our particular system and which we must learn to work with. I'll talk about visualizing, programming, the law of the negatives, and the success law, all to attract and bring into your life the things you desire. Then the last half of the show will be devoted to answering questions sent in by you. If you were born between March 21st and April 19, then you are under the astrological sign Aries, and it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Aries. Your ruling planet is Mars, and your color is red. You are pioneering, headstrong, and impulsive. You're full of new ideas and relate them well to others. You have tremendous enthusiasm, persistence, and willpower. However, sometimes your impulsive nature can get you into a lot of hot water. Sometimes you can be blunt to the point of pain, damaging others with your honesty. Learn to be more tactful and develop more patience for people who are not as gifted or swift as you are. Because you are a fire sign, you like to be boss. Aries people like to be at the head of their own organization and the director of their lives and their time. Routine type of jobs are definitely out for you. You need a constant challenge, so always seek employment where you can make your own hours and be your own person. Your compatible signs are other fire signs, Leo's, Sagittarius, your own sign Aries. Also, you might find yourself drawing in air signs, Geminis, Librans, and Aquarians. What's it for you this year? There's a very positive aspect around money for you, as some creative ideas that you've been working on will materialize, and this will make you very jubilant and joyful. If you're single, then you could possibly be considering marriage at this time, as the cards indicate that you've been feeling a little lonely and that marriage and a good mate would do wonders for you, lifting your spirits and giving you the type of energy you need around your life. As you are definitely no loner and like to share things with others. However, be certain that your mate understands your need for freedom and can make allowances for this, or you'll find yourself in a very unhappy situation. Again, this is definitely your year for a healing around your emotions, but you must have the courage to release all negative and draining romances out of your life. Negative conditions tend to drain our personal power and keep our good luck away. Learn to use negatives correctly so that you won't damage yourself, as you have the tendency sometimes to want things or people that are absolutely wrong for you. But your persistent attitude does not allow you to give up quickly. This attitude can be your worst enemy, as it is these very negatives which waste your time and your energies and dilute your personal power. You seem to have the tendency to feel down even when everything in your life is going well for you. This is because our emotional center needs to be programmed daily. So every day you should write, I am joyful. This suggestion, then, will pass to your subconscious mind or emotional center, and after a while, you really will start to feel joyful. Watch all giving, Aries, as you have the need to give and to share, but sometimes you overdo it, especially to those you desire most to impress. Then, when negatives and disappointments crop up, you get full of despair and down in the pit. Giving, when in balance, blesses us, but when out of balance, negatives start to crop up. This is the way our intuitive mind warns us when we're out of balance in any condition of life. Try to become more impersonal to the negative conditions around your life, as you have the tendency to get too emotional when disappointments occur, staying far too long in negative states. Reach out for others at this time. Talk things over with a good friend. Don't sit at home with the covers pulled up over your head. That won't do any good. Good luck is with you when your plans and dreams, when you do not personalize things when they fall through around your plans and your dreams. And then you spend too much time being frustrated over this condition when you should spend this time in more positive and creative ways. Watch your health, as the cards indicate that your personal power is diluted every time you engage in negative thinking or conditions. Look for a good change coming around your work, maybe to a better position, or a position with more authority and freedom. There could be some disappointments around travel, and it might be wise to stay close to home this year and tend to your creative ideas diligently, as you have the tendency to start projects without seeing them to a conclusion. Your subconscious forces will work better for you if you learn to do your daily programming, telling them just exactly what you want in your life, as at this point, these forces are not working as well as they could if you would take the time to do your inner work daily. You have all the personal power to produce all the good things around your life this year, so use your dynamic and creative energies positively, and blessings will flow into you. For the past few weeks, I've been talking about ways to increase your personal power in order to bring into your life the things you desire. First, you have to make your master plan. Get a large sheet of paper and write out all the things that you want to achieve, materially, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Then spend a few minutes each day visualizing or doing what I call positive daydreaming. You must write your list in the present tense, such as, I'm joyful. I have lavish abundance. I have the perfect work for me, etc. Then place your master plan somewhere near your bed so that you see it first thing when you get up in the morning and last thing before going to bed at night. Now, the next step in the development of your personal power is to get yourself a 120-page notebook and do your daily programming. This is the next step in the development of your personal power, daily programming. Then this tells your subconscious mind what you want. You won't get what you want unless you tell it. But you have to do it over and over and over and over and over again. It's almost like training a little dog. In the beginning, it's really difficult to get that little dog to do what you want it to do. But after a while, with patience and persistence, all of a sudden you have a beautifully trained animal that you're really, really proud of. So Spirit told me that it takes 120 days to plant a thought form, and then by the ninth month, it will materialize. But don't stop your programming just because it didn't happen for you the first time you started your programming period. Keep on writing what you want daily, and it will appear again. Again, writing 120 days and then letting go until the ninth month. Also, you should not make your programming a chore, but pick it up whenever you feel like it. I'm on my second 120-day programming period, and so much is flowing inward, I can hardly believe it. The third step in your development of your personal power is to learn to give yourself a willed and a love flow. This might seem funny to some people. Well, give myself a love flow? How do I do that? It seems like the conditions around our life always seem to keep love back from us. And we get a lot of negative disappointments around our life sometimes. And you know something? It's this constant programming of these negatives around our life that keep us from developing blood flow, which is so important for the feeding of our inner centers, our subconscious mind mainly, because it's the food of the subconscious mind, or what I call the baby within. It's food, it's nourishment. In order to get the job done for us on its plane is love. Subconscious mind works on what we call, psychics call, the etheric plane. What is this plane? It's a plane that is pre-matter. It's matter that it's before it becomes manifested here as a state or as a solidified matter. And it's very pliable. So that every time you think, or every time you have an emotion, it kind of, it's like jello. I look at it when I'm in an astral or something, I look at it like, it's like jello-like. And it's moldable and it shakes a little bit. And so whenever you have your thought forms or a strong emotion, what happens is that you make a mold, so that this mold then translates here as matter. However, if there is no love or joy going down into your emotions, then nothing kind of happens. It's like having a beautiful car sitting in the garage without any gas to put in it. It just won't work for you without gas, will it? Well, neither will your subconscious mind work for you unless you feed it. And what does it eat again? Love. Love that you will learn to give it, and positive thoughts from programming. When I first stumbled across this idea, I was at a loss how to feel love, honest. My life had been a continual series of one negative pit to another. I knew how to hate, but I didn't know what love felt like. What a dilemma. Where was I to find love? So Spirit brought into my life, several weeks later, four baby kittens, and I became a mother for the first time. It was really a great experience. Here I was with four helpless one-day-old kittens. What was I to do? The people next door had moved away and had not known their cat had had kittens and took the mother cat away with them when they left. So here I am around the clock. I fed them and I bathed them and I had to make them go to the bathroom. And several days later, one night I took all four of them out of their box and put them on the bed and began playing with them. Well, they started making all these little affectionate sounds whenever I came near them. It's something like this. And they fought each other to get to me. Suddenly, without warning, the most marvelous thing happened to me. Into my solar plexus came a tidal wave of love for these helpless little kittens. It was the most warm and beautiful experience I'd ever felt. And so now, whenever I need a love flow, all I have to do is recall this experience with my kittens, and in comes the love flow. So now, if you want to develop your own personal love flow, just sit down and try to recall a moment in your life when you were very much in love. Or if, like me, you never experienced love, then ask your father or your intuitive mind or your subconscious mind, all three names for the same consciousness, to send to you some experience that will enable you to feel and find this emotion, so that whenever you need to nourish your baby within or your subconscious mind, you will have this emotional memory to recapture and draw on. Again, your love flow is important because it is the fuel that the subconscious mind uses to help you set up the conditions you desire around your life. Now, the next portion of the show will be devoted to questions and answers. I hope you will write into me any questions that you may have about anything regarding your life or the things we've been talking about, or even some of your own experiences would be really great, and I'll use them on the show. Write to me, Tamara, at KCRW Radio Station, 2425 16th Street, Santa Monica, California, 90405. Also, if you'd like a typed in or reading, which is absolutely free, send along a self-addressed and stamped envelope, and I love sending you one. This inner reading explains in detail exactly what our three inner bodies are, how they function, what you can expect from them, and what they expect from you. If you would like to consult me for a reading, you can call me at my home in Hollywood at 851-4625, or write me care of the station. Now it's time for questions and answers, John.
Right, Tamara. And we have a slight problem here. We received stacks of letters last week. And in order to be absolutely fair about the whole thing, I had to sort of reach into the hat and pick out a few of them at random so we could give our listeners every chance and opportunity to have their questions answered on this particular program. But we will get to all the letters later, hopefully. We do keep them, and in future programs, we will eventually get around to them. Our first listener was somewhat worried about being identified, and I would like to say at this point that we only give the last name, not the first, so if you have any fears about being identified, don't worry about it. And anyway, with a name like Taylor, it would be highly unlikely that his friends would know who it was. Anyway, Mr. Taylor writes in, I and my sister were born in Leo, and it was on the same day. However, we're totally opposite in personality. Why is this?
You know something, I get that question all the time. A lot of people who are really skeptical about astrology ask me that, you know. And I tell them, well, I said, every 6 seconds the planets change. And you could be an identical twin and yet be totally opposite in characteristics and personality. So that's the answer. Every 6 seconds those planets change in the heavens. And since we do feel that that planets do have an effect upon us, we who are tend to think astrology has some validity. That's again every 6 second change.
Thank you, Mrs. Stevenson of Culver City writes in. I went to a reader who used ordinary cards. Is this method valid, or is the tarot the only effective method of card reading?
No. You could possibly have a very good reading with regular deck. After all, tarot is only the grandpapa of the regular deck.
So the regular deck evolved from tarot?
Right. You see, the 56 minor arcana is our regular ordinary playing deck of cards, evolved from the tarot. The only things that are left out are the cosmic forces, the major arcana, which are the cosmic influences. You see, to read tarot cards, you have to have a tremendous background in metaphysics. And it entails a lot of study. I mean, I studied 20 years or more, and who knows what in maybe past lives. I'm sure I couldn't have collected all this knowledge in one lifetime. I'm positive of that. So that even getting back to your question whether your reading is valid, it is definitely valid. It depends. It's just a medium for tapping the conditions around your life, and any good psychic can use this medium to as a tool, just like I use tarot cards as a tool. She uses this deck as a tool, and if she's a good reader, you should get a good reading.
I was wondering personally, what as an example, what would the king relate to in tarot?
Well, the king relates to a man. Mm-hmm. A king, like the king of wands would be a fire sign man, or the king of cups would be a water sign man, or the king of pentacles would be an earth sign man, and so on.
And the queen of spades in the regular cards represents the death card in, say, tarot, doesn't it?
And the queen of spades is, in tarot cards, would be represent a air sign lady.
Oh, I see.
But it can mean different things for different readers. You see, cards unfold to readers personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean by that? In other words, like I would have a friend who would read tarot cards or another psychic, but the cards would be totally different for her. Because you go so far with your intellectual knowledge, and then after you get that far, then intuitive knowledge starts to happen for you.
Well, let's go on to our next letter. Mrs. Costello, I was very interested in what you had to say about astral projection in your last program. I have always read it was dangerous. Is it?
As far as I'm concerned, it's not dangerous. However, it's not recommended for people who suffer from heart trouble, as sometimes when you're projecting, if anything should suddenly disturb you, or if a loud noise should occur, you could come back to your body too fast. And I've noticed in my own projections that when I come back to my body too fast, I can have a terrible headache or a pain around my heart. So if you're interested in projecting, it's best to do your exercises when you won't be disturbed, taking the phone off the hook, and be sure your cats are outside. Again, I personally have had only marvelous experiences on the other side. This is because I have absolutely no fear whatsoever. Again, if you're frightened, you should never go into astral work, ever. Anyway, at the moment I leave my body, all I recall saying is, I'm free, where am I going to go? And it's the most marvelous experience I've ever had. Also, you'll not be allowed to project until you're ready. There's some sort of inner law that protects you and keeps you embedded in matter until you've developed your inner senses enough to support you over there.
I hope I say this name right, Mr. Lahir. Lahir, I guess that's correct. How long does a tarot reading take?
Oh, about 40 minutes. Sometimes I go over. I'm not supposed to, but I do.
And he also asked, what would I gain by having a reading?
Well, if you come to me and you apply the things that I tell you in your daily life, you'll come out being able to get in control of matter or get in control of your life. Instead of being a passenger on a bus going down life and letting life drive you, so to speak, you'll be driving your own bus. Now, won't that be nice to be able to call into your life the conditions that you want and the things that you desire here? Also, we talk about negatives, how you can work with them, and why they are in your life. You know, the thing in most readings that come up is the negatives. People seem to have more problems with the negative conditions around their life than anything else. And it's these negatives that keep us from being joyful and not having an explanation for them. Once someone understands the negatives around their life and why they're there and why they work, how they work for us, almost everything starts to go right for that person. Then we discuss the success law, which has to do with overgiving. And this overgiving could be blocking your incoming flow. One reading sometimes is enough to start you on your way towards bringing joy and fulfillment into your life.
Mr. Kroger of Santa Monica writes in, I've been lonely all my life. Is there anything I can do to attract the right woman in my life?
Well, Spirit told me, and I get messages all the time in my sleep, or what I call hypnagogic states, when you're in a state between wake and sleep, to go to the woods and walk along the beach and get yourself an L-shaped log. And put this log and make a little altar and put this log on your altar. All an altar represents is a kind of a space where you're going to put things on there that you're going to use as meditational tools. It's really a little center of power, something that you're going to look at and often. So you put your log on the altar, and it's supposed to attract true love. Now, I want to tell you how I found my log. When I got that message from Spirit, it blew my mind. I sat up in bed and I said, where in the world am I going to find a log? I really did. I said that. Where am I going to find a log? So I walked out to the garbage can with some garbage, and there sitting against the garbage can was the most beautiful L-shaped log I'd ever seen in my life. In other words, I'd had that message that morning, and I walked out to the garbage can, and there was the log sitting there. It was unreal. So I picked it up, and I took it back home, and I put it on my altar, and then and you're supposed to put in front of the altar a pink or red candle that's vibrating to attract the right love around your life. Then clip a picture from a magazine of the type of woman that you like and are attracted to. Put it in front of the log. Look at the picture before going to bed at night, and then when you awaken in the morning. Then do your daily programming, writing, I have the perfect woman in my life. She is. How is she? Then describe her. Do this over and over and over again, at least 120 days. Then let go. You should draw her in by 9 months.
Mrs. Boyer, what does it mean when you feel good vibrations or bad vibrations for someone at first glance or contact? Is it just that you don't like their face or an incompatibility of energy fields?
I think more, I know I've had this experience a lot. You know, it's not easy being a psychic. because you often get a lot of, and I don't know why people come to me when they're feeling a negative toward it. I get that a lot. I get a lot of these intuitive feelings sometimes when I'm starting out to give a reading. And I think that it's just an energy field. I really think that a person is exuding some kind of negative energy, and we're picking that up. We do have an intuitive mind that picks these things up and warns us that, hey, maybe this person is really going to damage you, and you better watch out.
Does it necessarily mean that they are negative, or does it sometimes mean that their energy field is just different, like opposites of a magnet, for instance?
Yeah, definitely could be that. Definitely.
I have one other question along that line. Do some people act as an energy drain to you?
Oh, my, yes.
How is that?
I can read for one person, and I feed on their energies. And other people, I can give one reading for that that day and be totally wiped out. It's just unbelievable. I had, over the weekend, I had six ladies come into me. When I got through with those readings, I was so drained that I just wanted to go home and crash, and that's what I did. And other people come in and they feed me love. There's love coming from their eyes, whereas all these women that came to me had no love flow. So I usually tell people when they come to me, please give me a little love flow, because I can read so much better for you if there is some warmth coming from your eyes to my eyes.
Is there any possible way of protecting yourself from having your energies drained by other people?
I think so. You know, I just get too wrapped up in each person. I want that person so much to become happy and get their life pulled together that, you see, I'm not impersonal enough. And it's just no way I can seem to become that. I have such empathy for the suffering on this plane that I tend to drain myself from each reading. But you know, if I do have a terrible energy drain, I don't read the rest of the day. I may give one reading and then stop and not read for the rest of the day.
Well, thank you, Tamara. I believe we're out of time.
Okay. Again, this is Tamara at KCRW. If you want to write to me your questions to 2425 16th Street, Santa Monica, California, 90405, I'd love to hear from you. If you want a typed in a reading, which is absolutely free, send along a self-addressed and stamped envelope, and I'll send you one. If you want to contact me for a reading, call me at 851-4625 to set up an appointment. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next Wednesday at 3:30.
Thank you, Tamara. Timeless Teachings of Tarot is a production of KCRW-FM Santa Monica. KCRW, its staff and management are not stating that the views expressed on this program are valid or invalid. That's for you to decide. Be sure and join us again next week at the same time. The preceding program was presented as a public service by